Good afternoon, everybody. I wanted this to be on my carry-on, but I get it really doesn't matter where I publish to, so I don't separate ministry. I don't even call it ministry. I'm not separating my lifestyle from what I do for my business, but I have such a prompting in my spirit to share the word that the different words that the Lord's been releasing in my spirit. The passage, if you want to get your Bibles out, is 2 Thessalonians. I'm not going to read that to you, but it is everything that's happening in my spirit and in my heart right now are coming from 2 Thessalonians. I just finished listening to Damon Thompson's podcast from 220. He's speaking to a congregation in another church, but he just pulled out so many things as he often does with his gift and revelation on what is in my heart. Just kind of a raw sharing that I feel like is really important. Normally I do podcast recording on Wednesdays. I'm just about 5 hours late, but God is never late. So, the first thing that I just want to share is some of you may know that I am involved. I am the president for the Oconee County Republican Women. In the scheme of demographics and geography, it is super small potatoes. But it was an assignment that the Lord called me into that I never really aimed or had any ambition for, but it definitely lines up with the call on my life, and it is an assignment. But I will tell you guys that one of the things that has just been restored to my spirit today is my heart for the next generations. I don't have ambition for my own destiny. I'm very emotional. What drew me into politics is my first grader and my seventh grader. And I have really been hearing the Lord reinforce the word prepare, getting your house in order and preparing. And he has really been teaching me a lot. I've been asking for humility and wisdom on what is God saying when he's telling his body, when he's telling John and I to prepare, what does that look like? John and I have both had dreams recently that were very similar, and I don't think they're a coincidence. And we've had them multiple times where our baby girl gets lost. She's only in first grade, but as you can imagine, as a parent, that's an absolutely terrifying dream. And so John and I just spent some time talking about, and asking the Lord to just teach us what he wants us to learn from that. And so I really believe the Lord's been sending a clear message. As busy as we've become, which we also know is not always a kingdom lifestyle thing, just personal responsibilities, whatever, distractions, that I think the Lord was sending a clear message to not forget our children. Y'all, it is not about our own destiny. Everything that we do is designed to impact the future generations. Anything that we are doing that does not have a transgenerational focus is not part of the dream and destiny that God has for our life, the ultimate kingdom purpose. That doesn't mean that it's not valued and that it doesn't matter, but just essentially from a kingdom lifestyle and a gospel-focused impact, what we are focused on, driven to do, and the heart of who we are and how God designed us really should be producing transgenerational fruit. And so that just hit me really hard today. I've experienced a lot of growth in my business. I'm super thankful. There's favor and provision. And I decreed this and declared it a lot last year. And the Lord has given me new wisdom at new heights every single day on how to steward this. And I can honestly tell you, from one day to the next, I feel a little more clueless than the day before. But that just grows the need that I have for my Heavenly Father and my position before him. So that is all okay. So the first word is prepare. The second one is the appetite that I have that is absolutely overwhelming to say to others that the grace for recovery is present. The grace for recovery is present. And Damon spoke this in his latest podcast, and it just resonated with me on so many levels. I think a lot of people are physically weary. You know, we've been through a pandemic, the fear associated with the pandemic, life-changing trauma from the pandemic that we haven't even tapped into. But the grace for recovery is present. I can also tell you politically, with the assignment that I'm in, that I needed that new wave of grace for recovery to wash over me. Because it is very difficult when your heart is purely positioned and you love people and you are consistently under attack or facing situations where there is hatefulness, anger, just so many things that are far beyond your control is between that person's position before the Lord. Some are believers, some are not believers, whatever it is, but it can become a very relentless circumstance. And so the Lord just let this new grace wash over me today, that the grace for recovery is present. America is going to recover. Our transgenerational focus on doing our part, everybody has a part to do. And I just want to call that out over everybody. You have a part to do, and it is not to sit inside and hide. You can be at home and intercede. You can be an intercessory prayer, devoted warrior for the Lord. But we all have a part to do, and we have a part and an assignment to do to impact the lives of many, to impact the lives of the future generation, to impact the lives for our children and our children's children. And so the grace for recovery is present. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what your part is to do. That is such a important, impactful word for me today that I know I need to devote intimate time with the Lord on reestablishing that transgenerational focus for me. I am absolutely exhausted spiritually. I have prayed for the mocking spirit. I've prayed for the people that have come against other people. I've prayed against the division, divisive rhetoric that is just sweeping our globe. Watched a really good sermon by Perry Stone this week on what this looked like in scripture. And in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the lawless man and the lawlessness that will rise to the surface. And I think it's important for us to prepare and understand what the Lord expects of us in terms of response and in terms of not responding. So that's an area I've been seeking the Lord on greater wisdom for. But I spiritually am feeling these emotions rise up to the surface where I am just so wanting to see a breakthrough where people come together. And we learn to focus on the right things, and we learn to focus together and understand and get back to the art of just being at the table with people who are different from us, but we are tethered together with the same shared values. It could be our freedom. It could be liberty. It could just be the gospel. But it seems like that people have completely lost their way. And my heart's desire is that we will humble ourselves and repent and pray and seek the Lord. I do believe that people have let politics become their God. I think that when a political position, a political agenda begins to blind your ability to allow the Holy Spirit to operate in you with the fruit of the Spirit present, which is peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, love above all, and self-control, when those things are not present, the Holy Spirit is not activated in the work that you are doing. And Jesus made it very clear that that is apart from the vine and you can do nothing. And so I think that we could all benefit so much by really reestablishing that intimacy with the Lord and that devotion and time with our Father to cleanse our heart, to renew our spirit, And when he does that, it's going to equip us to have a grace and a kindness come over us that can only be explained by the power and presence and authority of our King, of the Lord. And we are in need. We need this. The last thing is, and Damon finished his podcast, like in the call, in the invitation call, and he was just sharing this, and it just brought me to my knees. But territories, lands, generations, and families, that's what drew me into fighting for our freedom and our liberties. I'm going to always participate and support and vote in alignment with what the gospel says. I am not tied to how God determines the best path forward for how we do that. But in terms of what we are worshiping and what we are giving our minds over to and what we are, the atmospheres that we're fostering and the congregations that we're building, y'all, if they don't do anything but assemble people without an effective, unified outcome, then we are doing nothing for the next generation. And I think I would be willing to bet you lots of money that what's really bringing most of the people together that have become the most vocal and activated across the globe are their children and their children's children and maybe even their grandchildren. But it is transgenerational. And I just want to ask you to tap back into what you were originally longing to do. And for me, it's like how I got here, where I'm at today, and all this favor on my family and on my business and on my relationships, on our finances, essentially is designed for the coming generations to impact the lives of many. And I'm turning that over, completely surrendering it all to the Father today. I'm asking you to join me. I'm giving you a call to action that you could purge your heart of bias, agendas, divisive rhetoric, and just come to the Father and come to the table, guys, and just be willing to work together. We are better together. In scripture, God never needed big numbers, but he needed committed, devoted people to his purpose and his glory and his edification, not to our own destiny and our own agenda. And that has just really hit me hard today. And it's my heart. I am desperate to see a breakthrough in ideologies, philosophies, but ultimately, you guys, kindness for each other, just the kindness of God to manifest to such a degree that people are experiencing healing, and people not just from in their physical bodies, but healing and breakthrough from generational bondage and sin and the things that have always held us back. That could be financial. It could be psychological. It could be depression or anxiety. But y'all, that's the God we serve. He is so much more powerful. And we are speaking such negative things over the next generation. Oh, they're depressed. They're anxious. And I'm not minimizing mental illness. But what I'm telling you is that he is the God of breakthrough. And the transgenerational focus with combined with intimate devotion before the Lord, I'm decreeing and believing that our children are not going to suffer in the darkness that we are currently facing and that they are going to be free from it. But we all have a part to do. And I'm just pleading on behalf of the people that have a foundation of love that comes from our Savior to go to the Lord and repent and ask for the Lord to give us this renewing, this cleansing, and to come to the table with all people. Jesus did not say, love them if they're straight, love them if they're Republican, love them if, no, none of that. There are no political parties in the kingdom, y'all, in the heavenly realm. But I know that God is using me in those channels because of the love he developed in me for his people. And I'm not giving up on anybody, but I'm telling you guys, we got to do better. The current strategy and approach we have right now needs to be reset. And we need to ask the Lord humbly to give us a wave of grace and a grace for recovery that manifests the love of God. And so it's prepare. The grace for recovery is present. Receiving that, the grace for recovery is present for our country, for our globe, for our freedoms, for our liberties, and for our people. The grace for recovery of a political party, the grace for recovery is present. The things that we know are important to the heart of God. And government is important to the heart of God. It's all through scripture. It says, in fact, that government rests on his shoulders. Okay? And we need a father. And that's what we need to humbly go intimately before the Lord and ask for the grace, this wave of grace to come over us. And if you guys would join me in that call to action, please share this video with somebody that needs to hear it. But I want to bring all my heartbreak to the table before you guys and just say, hey, enough is enough. Let's come to the table with the same shared value that we have for the next generations. And let's do better. Let's be better. And let's set a better example. Y'all have a blessed day. Praying for you. Please leave in the comments, share, whatever you need to do, subscribe. Thanks.